chances of them ditching me because I have an autistic sister is very, very high. There's another guy who said this, I can see a future with you, but I don't see a future with you and your sister. Oh, that was quite infuriating. My sister and I are a package. It's either you accept it or you move on. You want to see her? Sure. Yeah. Hi, my name is Anna, and this is my sister Audrey. Say hello. I'm 27 this year, and she is 18 this year. Probably y'all would know me from TikTok, my interaction with my sister.
Andre, you want?
I was very shocked, to be very honest, because I didn't expect it to go viral. I was quite scared, honestly, to open up the comment section. So when I opened up, I was like, wow, thank God. I mean, 90% of the time is saying that she's very adorable, she's very cute, her giggles is very like contagious. But there are always that 10% of the comments saying that I'm exploiting her. People also ask me like, you sure you post, then is she agree or not? I say, definitely I look at her situation and I ask her, are you okay? If she's like that, she's happy, fine, I post. If she's not, I don't post. Audrey was born when I was 9 years old. I was very happy. Oh my god, I got a younger sister, I can pamper her, that kind of stuff. As time goes by, we realized that she's unable to like speak. Then after I told my parents about it, so I think there's something wrong with her lah. Turns out that she is diagnosed with ASD lah. She's non-verbal, but still functionable. My parents have to work 24/7. They run an eatery shop at Ishan. They cook like local delights. Fried oysters, carrot cake, char kway teow, Hokkien mee.
No! Go!
I'm the eldest in a family lah, so kind of very naturally inherit the persona of a caregiver. So there was this day she's hungry, and then the pampers was full. So she ate some of her shit. The moment when I go to the room, I panic. I'm like, oh! Grab her, go to the toilet, wash her. Then faster, give her drink more water so they can digest out that kind of thing. This kind of experience, I tell my friends they don't understand.
Okay,
Seven years ago when I was in the Navy, at first I didn't think about it a lot because it's my first job and it's a okay paying one. When I was in the fourth year of my Navy or my service, then I realized that this job is really very time consuming. That is where I really got there's a distance between me and her already. That moment where that struck me that I don't understand about my sister was kakak can immediately tell me what she wants and I don't know. I also feel like I cannot do this kind of job all the way because they definitely won't have any time for me to care my sister, spend time with her. I decided to leave the service. I'm actually quite thankful that I came out. After I left, around like 2 years ago, I got a bit more closer to her. Now I know what she wants immediately, which I feel quite proud. All these kind of small things, right? When my parents don't know, I say, yeah, she just wants this lah. I can say this kind of thing because now I understand her body cue. Sit down. Two days ago, when I was sleeping, then suddenly she pat me on my shoulder. It's 6 in the morning, yeah. She pointed towards the door and I was like, okay, she want to go to the toilet. I was like, okay, go. Then I rest sleepy, I rest on my bed. Then I was thinking, why is she taking me so long? Then I went to check on her. Oh, so she has menses. So she was sitting on the toilet bowl and she was waiting for help, but she couldn't say. So these are the kind of like body language or signs. That's why I need to be aware. Okay, my dating life is quite, I wouldn't say sad, but it's challenging lah. The guys that I met, around like 8 out of 10 of them would say very nasty stuff about my sister. Like, oh, did you ever thought of like sending her to homes? Let's say we were to settle down, then who's gonna take care of her sister? What are the chances of her like moving with us? And I can't blame them also, because it's really another responsibility that I'm asking of a stranger to understand it.
So actually, how would you know if you met Mr. Right?
When I see how he interact with my sister, then I kind of know that okay, this guy is okay with my sister. If the first thing can't even pass right, then I cannot already. Yeah, I might be single forever. I don't know. So, which is okay. The most important thing right now is finances, like how to take care of her. Because of like this constant worry of me unable to like support her in the future in terms of the medical bills and all that, right? I want to take this opportunity to help her to create a small business.
My sister loves to do something, especially when it comes to you.
She loves to do this kind of stuff. We can help people that is lazy to like sort out the Legos, then we can also help them build that kind of stuff. So it's really I would say it's a good idea, because she can work at home. She's not gonna be exposed to dangerous people, and we are able to protect her lah. Apart from this small business, I'm trying to see if TikTok is able to open up more doors for her, or rather to show the world that autism isn't bad. I cannot explain like how touching it was. Smaller local brands reached out to us, asked if there is possible ways to collab with us, that kind of stuff.
It's ranking her favorite food from Shilin Yeshi.
Okay, maybe I'm a bit too ambitious, but it would be nice, right, to have a autistic influencer in Singapore. The very first one.
Where do you hope to see your sister
later? Live comfortably, as that's the most important thing. And also be happy lah, that's all. I just want you to know that if anybody come and like disturb you or like touch you, I'll be the first to like go and kill. Not like, no. I'll be the first to protect you. She don't usually hug people. Then this is what she do.
Like
that lah. Yeah. See? Achui. And she very scared. People tickle her. Yeah, you see. That's your most ticklish part. Her leg.